I come from a family that was probably just a bit above average in terms of spending time outdoors, though I've got nothing in the way of hard data to back that up. My dad was a very dedicated bow hunter for deer, though seasons back then allowed for only one per year. I don't remember Dad doing a lot of other hunting, though. He did fish an awful lot in the summers, certainly well above average in that regard. He did not camp much, if at all, that I have memories of, nor did he participate in any non-hunting or fishing outdoor activities. My grandpa was also an avid fisherman. He didn't do a lot else, at least not until I started prodding him as I started to grow. At age 7, I convinced him to teach me how to trap, something he had done during his own youth, and he'd occasionally take me out to hunt for rabbits or pheasants if I asked, though our success rate was virtually non-existent. In most ways today, I far exceed either of them in terms of my own outdoor pursuits. I hunt far more and am much more immersed in different ways to hunt and in my involvement of ancillary activities tied to hunting. I probably don't fish as much as they did, and I have my reasons for that. I do spend a lot more time outdoors. For example, for the past several years, I've averaged something like 30 to 35 days sleeping in a tent per year. I do think I had a solid foundation as far as appreciating outdoor activities, and I trace most of that to my grandfather. It was enough to allow me to realize just how much I enjoy being outdoors and doing things outside, to where I have cultivated those desires as an adult. I bring all this up to ask the following. So how soon should you start to get kids outdoors? How soon should they be doing things like hunting or fishing or trapping or shooting or anything outdoors? Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. To some degree, maybe that's not a fair question to ask, as it will vary depending on any number of factors, to include the actual activity, the experience level of the parents or those doing the teaching, and the developmental ability level of the individual child. I guess what got me to thinking about it was tied to the fact that I'm a certified hunter ed instructor, and we've had a few people contact the refuge inquiring about getting their kids into a hunter's ed class, which is an excellent thing to consider. There is, however, a lower limit to that, an age cutoff for kids to participate in the state-sanctioned course. That doesn't mean kids of a younger age can't still be learning about firearms, and even using firearms, in my humble opinion, with the instruction and guidance of a parent or adult. What are your earliest memories of being outdoors, and what was the specific activity, if there was one, that you remember participating in? I have seen photos of me fishing with my grandparents for sunfish along Buffalo Creek. I was maybe 2 or a bit more at the time. I don't know how much of the fishing I was actually doing, not much I suspect, but the photos show me holding a cane pole and also some of me holding fish. I do have definite memories of fishing for bluegill in a farm pond on my grandpa's childhood farm, and I also remember it being during kindergarten, so age 5 or so, because I also remember telling my classmates about fishing with grandpa and about catching fish. I remember in the 2nd grade getting my first BB gun from my grandpa, a Daisy Golden Eagle, and of many fine afternoons shooting it out at that same childhood farm. Frankly, the majority of my childhood memories with any tie to the outdoors involve my grandpa. He was retired at the time, had a strong love of the outdoors himself, and always had time for me. Taking the time to get me outside was a priority for him, and so I had the opportunity to grow up outdoors and form the sorts of attachments and interests that have not only lasted over the course of my life, but deepened in ways grandpa probably could not have foreseen. The things I do outdoors are much more involved than anything I probably could have imagined myself during those tender years, though I did briefly want to be a mountain man. Ultimately, that love of the outdoors he passed along to me has come to dominate my adult life. It led me to move to Alaska, pursue any number of outdoor pursuits I could not have done in Kansas, and pass along those same passions to my kids. It also probably partly explains why I have the job that I do now. I realize I'm probably largely preaching to the choir. Many of you likely had similar such upbringings, or even more rich childhoods, steeped in a life outdoors. For those heavily involved in a subsistence lifestyle, your entire lives have likely been spent outside, from your very, very earliest memories. That said, we live in a world that's becoming more and more disconnected from outdoor lifestyles, and while that might not hold as true for rural Alaska as it does for urban America, It is most assuredly more true now than it was a decade ago. So I ask again, how soon do you get your kids involved? Or maybe a better question is, how do you accommodate your kids so you can get them involved as early as possible? Again, some of it will vary by activity. You can take a preschool-aged child fishing and have success, but something like hunting requires a later age, at least for the child to participate. Taking kids with you, irrespective of the activity, is maybe the first step, and that can be done almost from the moment they're born. It's not uncommon to see infants strapped to parents during cross-country skiing trips or in camps during moose season or when the salmon are running. They are there when fish are being put up, berry picking, and even on snow machine rides. Simply being there starts the process by which, with age, growth, and physical ability, they too will begin to participate in what you yourself do. Irrespective of the activity, there are, I think, a few things that can make efforts at getting them involved more successful, both for us as the parents and for them. And that's very much a goal. The goal, right? Success for everyone? I pretty much always have fun outdoors. I mean, I'm outside, so it's all good. When my kids are with me, I want them to have fun as well, because my hope is that they'll value time outdoors and pursue it themselves as adults and when they have kids, whether those outdoor activities are the same or different. As such, there are some things I try to keep in mind when taking kids outdoors. I think these are some things to particularly pay attention to when kids are younger. First, keep in mind it's going to be more work. There's no way around that. They have needs that have to be accounted for, and that will usually require more time, effort, and resources on your part before ever getting around to the activity. Even now, with my daughters as teens, it's still a bit more of everything on my part, though they've been through it enough to know what to expect and to know what they need to do to make it work and to have fun. Even so, even with it involving more effort, the payoffs are almost always there. Let me give you an example from many years ago. When my son was still young, something like 6 years old, I was faced with a decision: take him deer hunting with me or get a babysitter. This was while I was teaching in Kansas, before moving back to Alaska. As a child, my parents often defaulted to leaving me with a babysitter. I decided I wasn't going to do that with my son. And I truly thought that taking him with me would be a good thing for him, in terms of connecting him with the outdoor world. I did realize, though, that taking him with me would come with some limitations. In the end, this is what I came up with. I constructed a ground blind for him near my tree stand. Being in the ground blind and on the ground allowed him freedom of movement without fear that the deer were going to see him. It was an open-air blind, so I could keep an eye on him at all times. He had a backpack just for our hunts filled with things to keep him busy. A pad and markers, small toys, handheld games with the sound disabled, snacks and something to drink. In this way, he was outdoors and saw a lot of really cool stuff, and I was able to hunt. He had various animals come up and peek in the blind at him, with turkeys and deer being seen at a range of mere feet. Whenever I shot a deer, I had him follow the blood trail to the deer. He learned deer anatomy through conversations we had while I field dressed the deer. And on top of it all, we formed some really good memories of time spent outdoors. This connects to a couple of other things to keep in mind. Be patient at all times and be willing to alter your plans. As I said a moment ago, it's easier now that they're teens. But waiting until they are older runs the risk that they won't want to by that time. Introduce children to the outdoors while they're very young, and put in the effort during those early years so that you nurture in them a long-term love for it that will make it easier during later years. And make no mistake, those early years will, at times, require a great deal of patience. In the end, it's worth it. When you can, take breaks and talk. Have a lot of snacks. Make it about them at all times, even if you have things you're trying to accomplish. Because it's about them, sometimes you're going to need to alter your plans, even if you don't want to. Think about that ahead of time and reconcile yourself to the idea. Looking back, I think my grandpa understood all of what I've talked about today and so much more. He was an extremely patient man, perhaps the most patient I've ever known, and he was very intelligent in how he went about things. I don't know if he had a long-term plan for me and the outdoors, but my life today would be so much less without what he did for me back then. For those of us who enjoy the outdoors, it's incumbent upon us to be doing the same thing for kids today. Many of you already are. In closing today, I'd like to mention something you've heard on KDLG already this week. Supervisory biologist for Togiak Refuge, Pat Walsh, is giving a talk tonight at the Bristol Inn, in the conference room across from the diner. The topic is Our Area's Wolves, and Pat is the most knowledgeable wolf guy I know. He spent a lot of years studying our area's wolves, and he has a lot to share. If you like wolves, or would like to know more about wolves, I invite you to stop by tonight. The talk starts at 6:30. This talk is free to the public, and we hope to see you there. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake, provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.